Thank you for joining us for another episode of That Solo Life, the podcast for PR pros and marketers who work for ourselves. I am Michelle Kane. My company is Voice Matters, and I am here, as always, with my wonderful podcast partner and the head of Solo PR Pro, Karen Swim. How are you today, Karen?
I love that intro, Michelle. Thank you. Hi. I am doing fantastic. As you know, this is, you know, one of my favorite times of the week when we get together and we chat about all things solo life. So yes. I'm great.
Yeah, me too. Me too. It's been a hopping month on many fronts, which is good. And yet I got to tell you, some days I sit with myself and think, girl, what is your problem? Get it together. And I know it is because, you know, I am getting hit from all sides, which is great. I'm not going to complain. But at the same time, it's like, where, what, who? Oh my gosh. But at the same time, when that does happen, you start to feel like, am I a failure? Oh my goodness. And then sometimes I'll just stare at the screen for a while going, what is wrong with me? And then I came across an article last night from, it's an academic blog called The Conversation, about acedia. It is the lost name for the emotion we're all feeling right now. And it was written by Jonathan Zecher. He is a research fellow at the Australian Catholic University. So this is some wisdom from down under. But it's an ancient Greek term for an emotion. And I'll just quote from the article. It says, a mind seized by this emotion is horrified at where he is, disgusted with his room, referring to the ancient Greek monks. And it's just a bit of listlessness and yawning hunger as though he were worn by a long journey or a prolonged fast. And honestly, it does align with where a lot of us are right now through this pandemic. You've gone through your Netflix queue and, you know, where a lot of us are bracing ourselves for, if you want to call it the second wave or the third phase or whatever of COVID. And, you know, we know it has to end sometime, but that, you know, there's no end date, which I think in our society makes us a little more nuts because we're all about what's the ETA? What's the benchmark? When's the deadline? When is this going to happen next? We're so scheduled that I think it affects us differently as well. And so, and we'll put this link in the show notes, but it was at the same time comforting, amusing, and also, you know, my brain met it with some consternation of, ugh, really? I didn't know that there was a rung on the ladder below ennui, and yet here we are.
Well, you know, this actually, it's so funny because as we were talking about this topic and we were, you know, digging a little bit deeper and looking at the definition and the history of it, you know, Michelle joked and said, well, that sounds awfully dark. And I said, but we'll make it fun. And
because that's what we do here. Yeah,
that's what we do here. But, the thing that really jumped out at me is that, you know, he starts this article by describing, you know, we get distracted by social media, but we have a pile of books that are unread and we keep meaning to go outside, but somehow never find the time. And I don't know, you know, in the beginning wave of the pandemic, when we first went into shelter in place and mandatory lockdowns, you know, there was this flurry of activity and people were like happily, you know, we were a community and we were going to fight this thing together. And there was lots of volunteering and baking bread and knitting, human art. And I mean, there was just this explosion of creativity. I feel like that's sort of died down a lot as, you know, reality continues to set in day after day, after month, and this thing is not going away. And I relate it to that. Like there are times that there are things that I could be doing and there, to be quite transparent, times there are things that I really should be doing in my workday that I just can't bring myself to do. Like I know it's there, I just can't bring myself to do it. Yeah. And this month in particular, it's a common theme that I've heard from so many solos, although I know that it's not just the solos that are feeling this, where people have expressed that they can't seem, they feel like their head's not in the game, or, you know, they've gone a whole day and not really done anything. And so the reason that I love this is because for me, I find that when I can give name to something, when I can name it, I can conquer it. And it makes feel better. It's that unknown where, you know, I feel like it, you know, and I've said to people, please don't beat up on yourself, because 2020, even if your business is good and your family is safe, this year is taking a toll on all of us mentally, whether you are fully aware of it or not. It's impossible to live in this time, in this world, in this year, and say, I'm not affected by it at all. I do not, if anybody says that, I do not believe you. Doesn't make you, you know, a weak person, doesn't make you faithless or fearful. It makes you human. So, you know, I think it's really important, first of all, to say, you know, that my constant refrain is don't beat up on yourself, be kind to yourself. Yeah, we're having to adjust, I think, our expectations of ourselves in this year. And you hit the nail on the head. PR people, we are go, go, go. Let's get it done. We're problem solvers. We fix things. We can't fix this.
we can't say, well, it's going to end here by this date. This is your deadline. I mean, yeah. And I think too, gosh, there's so much to this, right? Because also people who work in PR and marketing, I'm sure it's not just us, but you know, we are such doers that sometimes we say, oh, yeah, I can do that. Yeah, I can do that. And then you realize, oh, wait, when is that all going to happen? I mean, I know for me, it was, oh, I have to get over to my accountant. And, oh, I was going to buy gift cards for this online auction. But, oh, that was 2 days ago. And, and, oh, I'm planning events. And it's just harder, too, during this pandemic to connect with people. You know, normally you could set appointments, make arrangements a little more easily. And just because of the nature of what this is, you know, people are on different schedules, so things take a little longer, and you know, that's all okay. I will point back though to his opening statement about distraction by social media, a pile of books unread, and meaning to go outside but somehow never find the time. Okay, can I just say that that's my regular life. right now, I think I have more books than I have years left on the planet.
Well, however,
but anyway,
that in your regular life you didn't have a CEDIA.
True, I didn't have that level of fog with it. That's it.
You were lucid and happy. You just, so there's a difference. There is a difference.
Oh, it's all okay. It is fine. It is fine. I know. I keep telling myself, you know, it's that time of year where you start to bring some of the lawn furniture in, but I am convinced there is going to be a warm, beautiful day that will coincide with me having time to sit in it. So I'm like, no, we're not putting that away yet.
I'm right there with you. I've actually covered my outdoor stuff just because we've had rains, but I keep, you know, I'm holding out hope for that one beautiful day when I can just sit in that, you know, my space, my outside sanctuary, and just enjoy it. It'll probably only be for 10 minutes because that's life in the swim household. That's never okay. More than 10 minutes to sit down, but that 10 minutes will be the best 10 minutes ever.
It will. I feel you. Yeah. So, you know, it is a comfort to know that most of us are all in the same space. I mean, I might have gotten a little stroppy with someone on Facebook this morning, and there we go, distractions. But it's about, you know, in Pennsylvania, you could tick the box for the mail-in ballots at the primary to say yes, like an auto-renew, like yes, always send me a mail-in ballot. And there was an article about how the election offices, you know, some of the delay is because people inadvertently requested one again, and you know, they had to go through the moves of rejecting it. Well, hi, hand up, that was me. I didn't remember ticking a box in April. So some gentleman took that to task of, well, what's wrong with you people? I'm like, I don't know, pandemic, keeping my business open, staying alive. Yeah. I'm like, who remembers the box they took back in April?
All of those things.
Relax, have some grace, dude. Yeah, all the things. Keeping milk in the house. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, please know out there that you're not alone. If you have found it difficult to focus, if we had the perfect remedy, we would probably be making a ton more money. But I think the most important thing to do is actually just give yourself the grace.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny, we were saying, I mean, this show obviously is for solos, people who work independently, but I got to tell you, my client States Title did a survey of the real estate industry. So lenders, title agents, you know, real estate professionals, and they asked, you know, some specific questions around COVID-19. And in the survey, they found that 43% of the people that responded to the survey said that the pandemic had, you know, somewhat or significantly increased their stress levels. And then 33% said that loneliness due to lack of interaction with coworkers had affected their business success and productivity. So, you know, just to drive home the point that it's not just independence, it's really everyone, whether people are choosing to acknowledge it or not. It's all of us. You know, one of my go-to productivity tips prior to the pandemic was to shorten my, you know, to-do list to three key things every day. That was it, just three. If I got those three things done and I, you know, then I could tackle other things on my list, but I, you know, really honed in on three. Post-pandemic, or, you know, we're still in the pandemic, I've reduced it to one thing. Like, so I pick the one thing that I absolutely need to get done and focus on that. And I promise you, on more days than not, that's all that happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just reality. That's where, you know, and I've learned to be okay with that, because what else are you going to do? Beat yourself up every day, feel horrible. Like, life is bad enough as it is. I've just, you know, acknowledging that we're living in a freak show. Some days I don't get enough sleep. I am barely, you know, I'm just trying to survive. And if I can do one thing, yay me.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's true. It's true. I struggle with that as well. And sometimes, outside of the pandemic, even, you know, that the one task you might turn into the big hairy monster, and then you do it and you realize, oh, that took 10 minutes. How ridiculous am I? Yeah. Yeah. You know, there's that as well.
Some of those tasks, you know, one day I looked at my list and I'm like, so where is that thing that is going to take me 10 minutes and make me feel really good? Everything just looked so, I'm like, okay, first of all of this is like super intense, requiring a lot of brain work. And I just don't know that I have brain cells to even tackle like one step of any of this.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm putting together a strategy for a client, and, you know, a lot of it is going to, this could be me just getting way too deep inside my own head. Shock. You know, it's like a lot of it, it's like, guys, it's, you know, it's still the basic stuff that we're going to do.
Yeah.
Do what we need to do. It's just, okay, we're going to search out different audiences and things. And even as I say this out loud, I'm getting over my own hump of, oh my gosh, I've got to put this great thing together. Oh, and it's like, it's really not, you know, it's just kind of, it's what it is. And just, you know, yeah. Yeah. Of course you're going to try and find, you know, the best possible things, but at the same time, like, I'm just getting, and it was funny because I was chatting with a friend just in an online chat of just checking in with each other, and, you know, just saying, oh yeah, I think we're going to do blah blah blah, and I'm like, oh well, there it is, there's the outline. Oh my goodness, like, get over yourself, Michelle. I also think this time of year, and it could just be me, but we are, I know they moved they've extended daylight savings like 10 years ago. My body clock around this time of year wants its hour back.
Yeah.
I don't like dark early darkness, but at the same time, I need that back. And I've really been struggling with that this week.
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, because on this show, we don't want to just present the problem. We're all about solutions here. One of the things that the article pointed out is, you know, this gentleman is advocating for reviving the language of Acedia. And as he says, when an experience can be named, it can be communicated and even shared. And then he also talks about, you know, if we say that I'm feeling Acedia, then it gives you that context for your emotions without the guilt. Yes. So I think that one of the first steps in solving this is acknowledging it and just saying, hey, you know, I'm feeling Acedia. Let's start talking about that and let's start sharing that experience, because then you don't feel as alone and you don't feel like it's just me and it's not just you. And you can help one another through it. I have been fortunate to work with a team. And so if one man's down, then, or actually we're all women, so one woman's down, then, you know, somebody else can pick up the ball and you help each other, you support one another. So I think that we can offer ways to lift one another and to deal with this, as the author says, the long, dark tea time of the soul.
I love that.
Don't you love that? You've got to love an article that says something like the long, dark tea time of the soul. I mean, it's so super descriptive.
I'm going to put that on a t-shirt.
Damn. Like all of 2020 is that.
That's so it. True. That's so true.
The year that was the long, dark tea time of the soul.
And, you know, I think as we all wear our business owner hats, and, you know, I think it's something unique to 2020, you know, when would you ever discuss that? Maybe not necessarily with a client, but with fellow business owners, of saying, hey, you know, this is kind of where I am. How are you feeling about that? Yeah. Because normally, you know, you want to appear, you know, invulnerable, or, you know, no, I'm always ready. It's always good. What? I think we've all been forced to, I'd say, let our guard down, but yeah, just be a little more forthcoming with, you know what, we're human. You know, if it's, whether it's, you know, the work from home situation or all of us navigating this difficult time. And, you know, I think it leaves an opening for us to acknowledge of, yes, we are not machines. We're human beings, you know, doing the best work we can within the circumstances that surround us, and surmounting them, you know, as we do, as humankind is able to do, in the best way we can. Well, and you can.
I love that you talk about vulnerability, and I, you know, so we talked about this actually. We had a Solo PR Pro Zoom chat yesterday, and, you know, again, I know that we've said this so often, but community can be life-saving. Yes. In the best of times. I just think, you know, not just because of the pandemic, but I am personally so thankful to have the solos, because these are other like-minded people. It's a safe place. It's a, you know, it's a community of gracious givers that are willing to listen, that will pull you up if you're feeling down, that will help you if you're having a challenge or, you know, a question. And so I think that that's really important, is that find your community. Maybe you are listening and you are not a business owner. That's okay. We love those listeners as well, and hope that, you know, because this advice applies to you too. So even if you're traditionally employed, you know, realize that your coworkers are going through the same thing. And this actually can help you to strengthen relationships, knowing that you're all enduring the same battles. You know, and to be quite frank, I think, as, you know, solos, we can have these conversations with clients. And I think that it's really important to give them a safe place to express anything that they're going through, because realize they're going through it too. So I think that it's, you know, as we're serving them and helping to support their needs, we can certainly build in additional grace. You know, you want to make sure that you give some leeway to deadlines. You want to make sure that you're constantly checking in with them. You want to acknowledge. Mm-hmm. So I've said things like to clients that are feeling bad because something didn't get done, you know, hey, listen, I understand this year has taken a toll on all of us. I know that you had the best of intentions. Let's figure out a solution. Or sometimes I'll just check in and say, is there anything that I can do to ease your load? Because I know that things are tough right now. So use this opportunity to be human. It will not go unwelcomed by anyone. And, you know, people deal with this all in different ways. And so my advice is, if someone's a little brusque one day or less than kind, you know, be a little kinder, because we're all processing this, and there are a lot of emotions and feelings that we are collectively going through. And I always think, you know, on the days when I am not at my best, I try my best to still be, you know, kind to others. But if I have a moment, I certainly hope that someone will exercise forgiveness and give me grace that I'm not having my best moment. So, right. I'm always motivated to do the same for other people, because this year is just, you know, I read something that, and I knew this, but sometimes when you read it, that this is the fifth global tragedy in 102 years. Right?
Well, that puts it in perspective. Yeah, you're right. We've been dealing with a lot. And I think the benefit of the doubt in most cases should be our first reaction, you know, or response is, okay, you know, we've been, and, you know, like you said earlier, even if your business is doing well and everyone's healthy, we are still dealing with all of this subconsciously. You know, you may not think you're having, you know, that it's difficult, but it is. I mean, we all have to, every time we step outside our door, we have to give everything a moment of consideration of, oh, wait, okay, do I have my mask? Is it on? What did I touch? All the things, you know, you still have to be hypervigilant. And yet, you know, our desire is to be as normal as possible. That in and of itself is a lot. So, you know, but please know that you're not alone. You truly are not. And I love when we talk about topics like this, because it does, you know, help us realize that, okay, it is not just me. I haven't lost my mind yet. I just, you know, have some books to read. Apparently, maybe I'll do it in the sunshine for those 10 minutes in my backyard before the birds have their way with my patio yet again. I can't tell you how many times this summer and late fall I've hosed off my patio going, birds.
Well, you know what, Michelle, I hope that you can take a little time this weekend and hit one of those books, because I did that recently where I just, you know, blew through a book in a weekend. And I used to do that all the time. These days it, you know, I dip in and out, but it was beautiful to just lose myself in a story for, you know, a long period of time. And it really, you know, it was therapeutic, and it made me happy and gave me something else to think about. And so I hope you get a chance to do that.
Likewise, my friend, it's so true. And as always, we want to hear from you. How are you doing? How are you dealing with your acedia now that you have a name for it? And what tactics are you going to take? Are you going to, you know, luxuriate in some reading? Or are you going to give yourself the benefit of the doubt? We want to hear it. Please visit us at Solo PR Pro. And as always, if you got any benefit out of this podcast, please share it, tell your friends, and until next time, thanks for listening to That Solo Life.